Hello and welcome to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. At Emmanuel Croydon, we exist to be a community drawn together by our desire to know and follow Jesus. We long to become disciples of Jesus who are equipped to serve him in the whole of life, transforming families, communities and workplaces as we love God with heart, mind, soul and strength. We hope you enjoy this week's talk from the evening service. Thank you for joining us today. Grace and peace to you.
Yes, Jeremy, I am aware of that. In my country, that would be no problem because in my church, all services are in the morning. My church has four services on one Sunday morning. The first one starts at 7:30. Yes. I'd like to share with you from Psalm 51. This is what I chose to share with you. And I gave a topic to my sermon, the word brokenness. So I hope by the end of the sermon, those who wanted to go to watch the match would stay in the church if they get broken. Now, this is a psalm written and accredited to David. Out of what had happened in 2 Samuel chapter 11 and actually part of 12. Remember, David, the man after the heart of God, had weaknesses. And he fell into sin, and he sinned. And before repentance, he was a typical man. He was David, the king. But as he wrote Psalm 51, I think God had worked on him. And I say he had broken him. The first part of the psalm talks about, David is talking about, I am the sinner, I'm the one who sinned, and I sinned against you, God. He had come to a level of understanding that it is me who sinned. I sinned against God and his people. Brokenness is a value that is needed in an individual person, in our relationships, in our marriages, in our workplace and ministries. We need people who can come out of their selves, of their selfishness, and be able to repent and accept their weaknesses. Brokenness is a way of giving up our pride. Like David the king, he gave up his pride as a king and accepted that I am a sinner who needs repentance, who needs forgiveness. Brokenness is being crushed down. And then you recognize that there is no other place to go to apart from God. Because that's what David did. And he said to God, it's you who I sinned. I gather that as Christians and as believers, each one of us, we need to come to that level at any one point in our lives of accepting our sinfulness, of giving up our pride, giving up our selfishness, and say yes to God. It was Prophet Samuel, Nathanael, who told David what he did. And he asked him, who was that? After the story, he told him about the person who had a visitor and got the neighbor's sheep, which was only one, and he slaughtered it. That opened and broke David. I would like to say to husbands who are here that our wives want us broken. Yes. They want us broken and not to hide into the gifts and the flowers that we give them when we come from work. They prefer a broken husband. You know, husbands, we can give excuses. Possibly you don't, but I know Africans do give excuses when things go wrong. He's the man, he has the money, he has the authority. I want to say, our wives want us broken. Sometimes my wife tells me, you should not put on that shirt. And I say, but I like it. And she says, but you put on that same shirt yesterday. And I say, I didn't sweat in it. Those are the excuses we give. But much as God wants a broken man, even these wives, they want a broken husband. But also, husbands, they love broken wives. I will not talk about wives. Somebody else could. I will talk to men because I'm a man. But this value of brokenness, I tried to scan through the Bible and single out people who were broken, from whom we can learn brokenness apart from David. Abraham, God called him. He didn't know where he was going. And he was leaving his land. And God told him, go to the land that I will show you. Before showing him, he said, go. And poor Abraham was broken. And he left. Remember Moses. When God called him to take the Israelites from Egypt, he had excuses. Typical man, he had excuses. I can't speak. Pharaoh is such a hard man. Until Moses broke down and accepted, then we read the wonderful salvation story of the Israelites, because Moses broke and accepted. When I read Isaiah chapter 6, I see the brokenness of Isaiah. Also, after giving excuses, I am a man of unclean lips. I can't. I sit with people who are wicked. But until he broke down and said, here I am, send me. And God used him. But I also read Naaman, the leper. You remember when with his leprosy he went to the prophet. The prophet told him, you go and wash in the river. And he started, I am a general. This man has not even come out to touch me. Those are excuses of pride and arrogance. He just needed to break. And he went back unhealed. And the maid, a foreigner in his house, challenged him that, my master, if the prophet told you something harder than that, wouldn't you have done it? Until Naaman broke, he was healed of his leprosy. And he went back. The Bible says, with a skin as soft as that of a baby, because he broke. I want to challenge us this evening. As God calls us to be broken, as the society calls us to be broken, as our marriage needs us broken, there is a very big yardstick for brokenness. And that is Jesus Christ himself. Because he broke to the extent of leaving the heavenly powers, the heavenly glories as a son of a God. And he broke down. And he came down on earth. You remember the prayer in Gethsemane. It said, God, not as I will, but as you will. That is brokenness. And because of Jesus' brokenness, I was saved. You are saved. So, verse 17 of that Psalm 51 says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. What is God showing you in your life? There could be an issue. It could be relational with you and your wife or with you and your husband. There is a point, there is a sin, unrepented. And you are stiff. I am the man. But you are the one who hurt me first. You know, when it comes to repentance, those are the issues that we say. You are the one who said it first. You are the one who did it. You are the one who annoyed me. God calls us to break and repent. I always give the example of I, the letter I. Very stiff. But letter C is bent. God wants us broken and bent. Yes, Lord. It's me who sinned, and I sinned you. I am sorry. From there, you are forgiven. Try it with your wife. Yes. You'll get anything out of her if you are broken. If you say, my dear wife, I am sorry. I sinned. Forgive me. I'd like to end. Yes. Jeremy, I am good. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. Matthew 11:29, it says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly. Some Bible say, I am humble and meek, or I am meek and humble. So that's the yardstick for brokenness. Looking and taking upon the yoke of the Lord Jesus. That is what I did 44 years ago. When I learned that I was a sinner. The day I got saved, I looked in my suitcase and there were textbooks that I had stolen from the school library. And my father was the headmaster at the school. But the Spirit told me, you need to take these books back. They are not yours. And I said, yes, Lord. So in the morning of the 28th, I took these books to the staff room, and I found my teacher. And I told him, last night I got saved, and God convicted me with these books. I want to return them. Forgive me. And my teacher said, can you say that at the assembly? I had thought it would end in the staff room. But he said, I'm going to the assembly. So he sounded the bell on Tuesday morning, and we went to the assembly, 600 students, and he stood me in front of them. I was not as tall as this. I was very short. And he told me, tell them what you said in the staff room. And I said, I am a new person because last night I got saved, and God caught me with his books, and I want to return them to be forgiven. And my teacher said a very simple prayer for me. And up to today, I'm still standing on that prayer. Because I accepted to break. Because God is happy with a broken and contrite heart. So, do you want salvation? Be broken. Do you want to be clean like Naaman? Be broken. Do you want to be used of God? You need to be broken. It could be that you are coming to Uganda. Your pastor showed me the board there, and he showed me people who came to Uganda in 1930, 38. So I took a picture and sent it to my church in Uganda, and somebody responded, we still need more. Oh. So, we still need more people from here to us, but we also need more Ugandans to come here. I think that will do a lot of impact. So, be broken. God may be sending you somewhere to Africa or somewhere else. God may be telling you to support ministry. Be broken and say, yes, Lord. Give up your humility. Give up your pride for humility. Sacrifice your selfishness for humility. Sacrifice the embarrassment and be broken to God, because he wants a broken and contrite heart. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who accepted to be humble to the extent of leaving the heavenly glory to come down on earth to die for me, to die for the sins of the people in the UK, in Africa, in Europe, and elsewhere. And he's calling us also to be broken, to give our hearts to him. Help me, Lord, and help us. Let us be broken first for your salvation. In our marriages, in our places of work, in ministry. If you are sending us out, let us be broken. If you want us to support ministry, let us be broken. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. For more information about our church and everything we have going on, visit our website, emmanuelcroydon.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to see and hear what's going on in the life of our church. God bless you and have a wonderful week.